This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It really does. Our choices matter. And so when you're struggling with your health, whether it's diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or whatever it might be, remember that the choices we make really do matter. So the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the exercise you get, the stress we manage, and the choices we make all determine, that's our lifestyle, right? So that's the choices we make each and every day. Marcus in Washington, D.C. says, my wife has some issues with dry skin and dandruff. No shampoo seems to help. What do you think? It comes down to it. Remember, the scalp, it doesn't matter. It's the same as the skin, all right? Skin conditions are not outside in, they're inside out. So you can use creams, lotions, and potions to settle things down and make them maybe not itch or cut the flaking down. But the reality is it's coming from the inside. So if you get the gut healthy, then you tend to get the body healthy, really. And the skin is a direct reflection of what's happening inside the gut. It is. So, again, little things like making sure there's no nutritional deficiencies and making sure that you have plenty of omega-3 fatty acids coming in. You get that through salmon and fish. Flaxseed oil is another good option. Vegetables like squash contain quite a bit of ALA, which is an alpha-linolenic acid, which helps produce the omega-3s or is the omega-3s. So there's a lot in there that really matters. And it's about consistency. So when you have dry skin and all that, you have to look. And plus, probiotics help too. You get the good kind of bacteria coming in the digestive tract. It makes a tremendous difference. So just a couple of things to think about and get kind of focused in on your way as she's working through that. But yeah, I mean, the shampoos can help. But if you're eating foods that are flaring up the gut, which is flaring up the skin, yeah, then you're going to have some challenges there. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You can go to the website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. You want to get in shape? We want to help you. And that's in every way. So mentally, physically, nutritionally, getting your body in shape, that's the key, right? Our health is our greatest wealth. Powerful tool to be able to do that. So we want to help you each and every way. Could reducing stress levels help you lose weight? Well, preliminary research is showing that stress reduces your ability to lose weight. What happens is there's a stress hormone called cortisol. When you get high levels of stress, and the stress levels called cortisol, they go up. And it can increase a lot of the extra that's put on your waistline. So estrogen levels can go up, but also the cortisol levels, they can go up as well. And that becomes a little bit of a challenge. And that's what can put the extra weight on and why stress is seemingly such a big deal. University of Florida College of Medicine said in a release on this, they put this in the Journal of the Molecular Cell Biology of Lipids. It's not yet clear what effect beta-tropin has on fat metabolism in humans. But the beta-tropin is what they're studying and looking at. Study authors pointed out that mild stress, just mild, can boost people's performance over the short term and help them get through tough situations. But chronic stress is harmful over the long term. Stress causes you to accumulate more fat, or at least slows down fat metabolism. And this is yet another reason why it's best to resolve stressful situations and pursue a balanced life. Dr. Yang says, of yin and yang, It's pretty funny. So, yeah, that's actually really true, though. It is. You want to balance your life. It's funny. I have some friends of mine, colleagues, other physicians, and it's funny because if we're ever hanging out and life gets stressful or we're talking about different stressors in our life, you don't say I was stressed out yesterday. This is we say my cortisol was high yesterday. So maybe that's a new thing you say. You say your kids start acting crazy or you get in a weird relationship or an argument. Just say, stop the argument. My cortisol's going up. physician humor, whatever. 7 ways to stay limber at your desk job. There's some ways. A lot of chiropractic medicine's powerful form of healthcare. And staying limber at your desk job is really important because 20 years ago, DC medicine spent most of the time taking care of people that move too much. But now we're figuring out that people are sitting too much. So people used to get injured, like the weekend warriors and people doing a lot of moving and work jobs. And now everybody's sitting. It's all computerized, right? So when you're sitting all day, here's what can really happen. One, you can have spinal damage. Sitting all day can result in a pinched nerve or herniated disc if you're not sitting properly, proper ergonomics and mechanics. Damage to your spine may not affect longevity, but it will affect quality of longevity. And quality is key. Computer eye strain is another big one. Their eyes, when they get the strain, is causing some issues in a major way, even with visual acuity. That's changing as well. Heart health is another one. A desk job keeps you sitting, so it's bad for the heart. It doesn't get you moving the way you need to. So here's some tips that can really help if you do have to sit all day long. You want to get up, and the 50-10 rule is for your work day or your sitting day. All right, so 50 minutes you sit, you get up and move around for 10 minutes. All right, makes a difference all day long. Because remember, for every 6 hours that you sit during the day, you take 6 years off your life. That's a lot. Maintain really good posture as well. Maybe you dump the chair at work. You know, if they can't, I like the standing workstations. Just so you know, a lot of people are going to that. So it's really cool. There's different brands and companies out there, but you set it on top of your desk and it's got a lever system and you can make it different heights. You can stand it all the way up or you can lower it. And so if you want to sit a little while, but you want to stand up some of the day, you can do that. But those are great. So sit 50 minutes, walk around 10 minutes, take the stairs when you can, get off the elevator. Please don't take the elevator if it's like 3 floors up. Like if it's in a 20-story building, 12 stories, I get that. All right. But if it's like the second floor or the third floor, my God, take the stairs. Unless you have like 8 bags with you, take the stairs. Really. I mean, it's like, it bothers me. I see that. People get in the elevator and they hit 2 and they go up. I'm like, really? You're doing that. Stretch your back, bend forward and touch your toes. Okay. If you can't touch your toes, touch your knees. You need to be able to touch your toes. Really? Got to get back to toe touching, folks. Stretch your neck, too. I really like doing this. You see, our necks are lean forward all day because of the computers and driving and all that. And we have what's called a natural curve to our neck. And that curve mimics our curve in our lower back. And when that gets straightened, we call it military neck. When that gets straightened, it puts a lot of pressure on the nerves. It also puts pressure on the disc in between, which is why people end up having to have a little surgery. It can cause numbness in the arms and the hands. So you really want to focus on stretching that neck out. Now, you can put a rolled towel underneath your neck for about 15 minutes a day. Do it at night after the day is over. Or you can hang your head off the back of the bed. Lay all the way to your shoulders are on the edge of the bed. Hang your head off. Your head weighs about 8 pounds. Do that for about 5 to 10 minutes. It'll stretch the ligaments back out the other direction and help keep the curve in there. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Look for a lifestyle provider. All of our lifestyle providers are there, can help you go to the next level with your health.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's about lifestyle, so the choices we make today, the can will determine the kind of health we'll have tomorrow. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
It's just about a long life fungus now. No matter what I have tried to do, taking all the doctor's recommendations, is still here, and I just cannot get rid of it, number one. Number two, the other one that is present itself as a great deal of a nuisance lately is that my nails are breaking, but it's not just that the break, they break so deep that it's still in the meat, for better lack of word. I'm not sure if I can give a fair description, but it is so painful, and then I have to wait for the longest time to, of course, grow forwards and be back to be a regular nail, and then another nail will break deep, and I just don't know what to do, because it's not just that the fact that they don't look good. It's the fact that they're so painful.
Right. And so with something like that, I would step back and first look at it, because the nails tell a big story. And if you look at it, we don't do this that much now, but if you look back in family medicine, year like 1800s, early 1900s family medicine, if you look back in that where the docs kind of did everything, the nails were used as a pretty good diagnostic tool, right? And we didn't have all this fancy equipment to be able to do everything. It was a real solid way of looking at the body and seeing exactly what's going on and what we can do to change it and help the body recover and do well. So the nails, a lot of times you can look at the nails and they can show things like iron deficiency. They can show heart-related conditions that might be coming on. They have mineral deficiencies that like iron, but others, there's ridges and splits. Zinc can be shown as a deficiency as well by looking at the nails. So there's quite a few ridges can be shown. There's quite a few things that we can look at with the nails. So what I would do, and again, you're saying that it keeps continuing, but what I would do is go get some testing done. Go to your physician and tell them you want more nutritional-based testing done, and just check more of the nutritional levels on the labs and see exactly what's happening, and then build it from there. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to figure out how well the body's working or how well it's not. And the nails are just an indicator, right? It's kind of like a little siren going off telling you that there's something possibly there that can be an issue. And that's why it's good to get it looked at, okay? But the testing, that's why I like the test. The power's in the testing. Tells so much about what's going on with your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. So glad you're here with us. If you haven't listened or watched the television show, you just go to the website and you can check that out. It's a great way to see the show and see everything that we have going on there to be able to encourage you and equip you and help you to really live the kind of life you want to live. On Call TV, you can check it out there. Plus, our original health programming we're developing. There are new TV shows getting ready to release that are great, that I think you'll really enjoy. So you can check all that information out. Just go to InShape Network, and you'll find everything there that you need. Very, very cool, though. Ways to help and equip you, teach you, and give you the tools that you need to be able to thrive. That's the key. 8 snacking habits of healthy, busy people is a great way to go. So most people are prepared for hunger before it strikes. But here's the deal. Most people, when they get hungry, it's like all holds barred. Everything just stops. Well, here's some basics that you can do just to take with you during the day to really make sure that you have everything you need. Because here's when it comes to hunger control, if you want to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, then you need to eat multiple times throughout the day. It's a big piece of what we teach at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and all of our providers and physicians, we all teach that to our patients and clients, to really multiple portion everything throughout the day. It's very important. So number one, they practice portion control. And Daphne Baramo is a public relations specialist and new mother, preps her snacks by dividing them into single serving portions, she said in an article. And again, it's a smart way to go. So you can pre-prepare your foods. Then it's not like you're stuck and you're literally ravenously hungry, getting ready to go through the drive-thru somewhere. And then you get creative with flavor. So according to some different ways, you can actually get olive oil and balsamic vinegar, maybe some pineapple balsamic vinegar over some salads. That's a great way to go. I always say throw a salad together, cut up your vegetables, maybe throw some grilled chicken in there, some avocado, dump it in a bowl and take it with you. It's an easy way to get everything that you need. Nuts are really good as well. You can take nuts throughout the day, you know, mixed nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts. Put a little sea salt in there, shake it up in a little Ziploc bag, and you've got some snacks to go. Hydration is key, too. A lot of times when you're super, super hungry, you're really dehydrated. So sometimes if you'll jump in and drink some extra water, that can make a difference. And you can just do something as simple as, you know, drinking an extra bottle of water, 12 to 16 ounces, when you get hungry. And a lot of times it cuts the hunger, but also it gives you the water that you need. Energy levels perk up and all that. So it's a great way to go. Now, the other thing, too, is as a snack piece are the fruits. And, of course, bananas are great. If you do that, go more on the green side. But also, oranges and apples are fantastic, too. They're low on the glycemic index scale. And I like, if you're going to do a piece of fruit, do it with some nuts. So a lot of times, even because it is a carbohydrate with the fruits, and I don't like doing carbs by themselves. Either have a little bit of protein with it, a little bit of fat, you know, like the nuts or the seeds or avocados or whatever, but you want to mix the two together and it stabilizes blood sugar release. But I mean, there's bars out there that are organic, that are not loaded with sugar, that are whole food based. Those are great too. And, you know, another great snack are the greens drinks. If you go to our website, go to InShape Network, you'll find those green drinks there that keep the body alkaline. It's like getting a serving of fruits and vegetables. You dump it in a bottle of water and it gives you sustainability through one of your meals with fiber, probiotics, enzymes, all of that. So it's just, it's staying consistent and always having something on you, so you don't have to run into a gas station or a fast food place. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A funding bill that would avoid another government shutdown has been passed. Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart praised cooperation from both sides of the aisle.
This bill shows that despite our disagreements, when you work through our differences to find common ground, you can break the gridlock.
The president has agreed to sign the bill, even though it doesn't include the amount of border wall funding he wants, saying he will then just call for a national emergency to get the funds. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Trump's actions will be challenged.
I don't think he cares at all whether this passes constitutional muster. Certainly doesn't care whether it's constitutional, but he also doesn't care what happens when it gets challenged in the courts. All he really wants to do is present some fig leaf. He's getting less funding today than he would have if he hadn't shut down the government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
We're here for you each and every day. To be able to empower your health and empower your life, this show is all about that. We want to encourage you, equip you, and help you. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, you should go check it out. Our lifestyle providers can help you. They're all around the country and can help you bring a great new perspective to your health and your life and really give you the tools to be able to help. You can give us a call. Don't forget, always give us a call. And you can call our television show every day as well to stay connected with us. Let's get on and go with Ken. Hi, Ken.
Which is something that you can take natural for asthma.
Well, for asthma, I'll tell you this. Remember, sometimes asthma is not really what it seems. And what I mean by that is there can be some food allergies that are kicking that into gear. And so you really want to step back and get that tested to see if that might be a real case of what's going on. So looking at a more of a whole person approach, you want to come in and say, okay, is that really what's happening? Do you really need that as far as certain foods go? And is that triggering it? For example, if you had cow's milk, if you drink a big glass of milk or eat some cheese or whatever, and you notice that 2 hours or an hour after that, you start breathing a little harder or more difficult or wheezing, as we call it. You know, if that starts happening, then that becomes a challenge. And then you know that that's one of those. Or you can get food allergy testing done, which we like to do clinically. And you can get some testing done to figure that out. And the test will typically show exactly what's going on. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can locate certain foods that don't react well with your body. So I find a lot of times that food allergies tend to cause a lot of this. And now, that's one thing that I would definitely look at. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you've got everything as balanced as possible. Because that's super, super important along the way, especially with asthma. And I'll tell you a little trick on that. Because with asthma, a lot of times, and this is more of a... this is not so much in the evidence-based literature. This is more on the naturopathic side of thought. But the thought is that a lot of times when you don't break your proteins down very well, like, for example, if you don't have enough of the enzymes, or maybe you lack the hydrochloric acid in your stomach where you're not breaking foods down that well, bromelain, which is found in pineapple, can help break proteins down better, so your digestion will improve. And when that improves, then typically your histamine response in the body will improve. And by improving the histamine response in the body, by making it not as elevated, then the wheezing cuts down, right? Because the wheezing a lot of times is a response to that mechanism. So that's something just to think about as well. All right, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. We're here to help you get in shape, to thrive, to really go to that next level. And at InShape Network, you'll find all of our lifestyle providers. You'll find our original television shows and radio shows as well, that are bringing to you. You can watch it anytime, your time, on a digital platform with your smartphone, your iPad, or whatever it is, smart TV. You can check it all out there. Very, very great way to bring it to you 24/7. All right, we're talking about figs. Food can bring health to the body or take health out of the body, right? I teach that all the time. So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by getting the right kind of foods in, because if you put the right kind of food in, you're going to get great health. Put the wrong kind of foods in, not so much that it'll happen. So figs can do a lot. They help lower blood pressure. Figs are a great source of potassium, which is a mineral that helps control blood pressure. And since many people not only do not eat enough fruits and vegetables, but do consume high amounts of sodium, as salt is frequently added as processed foods, they may be deficient in the potassium. Now, low intake of potassium-rich foods, especially when coupled with a high intake of sodium, can lead to hypertension. And the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, which, you know, the DASH study, they did a couple things. Of course, you know, another group used regular diet, and then others used this DASH diet where they added in figs and whatnot. The big deal is, after the 8 weeks, they noticed about a 5-point top number, which is your systolic drop, and a 3-point diastolic drop in the bottom. That's really good, just by using foods. That's it. So figs are a great source of dietary fiber. And the fiber and fiber-rich foods may have a positive effect on weight management. In one study, women who increased their fiber intake with supplements significantly decreased their energy intake. Fruit and cereal, fiber protective against postmenopausal breast cancer, is another one. So it's really interesting that the figs themselves were used in a study that helped to reduce the risk of breast cancer in women. And it did it by blocking some of the key components, and specifically the fiber that we find in there that makes such a big difference. Insulin-lowering leaf in diabetes, too. You probably don't think about the leaves in the fig tree as a big deal. However, they're edible. And they actually have found a significant insulin drop by people with diabetes who require insulin injections. So they found that people actually did really well with that. And as a bone density promoter, figs are a fruit source of calcium, which the mineral has many functions, including promoting bone density and such. Cardiovascular effects In animal studies, fig leaves have been shown to lower levels of triglycerides, and fig leaves also inhibited the growth of certain types of cancer cells. Researchers have not yet determined exactly which substances in fig leaves are responsible for a lot of these healing effects. But protection against macular degeneration is a big one. So your mother may have told you that carrots would keep your eyes bright as a child, and they do. The Archives of Ophthalmology, it's the vitamin A that's so strong in carrots that are really good. And they really do cut down by 36%, carrots do. But figs will jump in at about 40%. Figs are that strong at cutting back on their macular degeneration. So, again, food, I always talk about it because I like to highlight different foods. And the reason I do that is foods really do either bring health to the body or take health out of the body. There's no in-between. I mean, they really are going to make an impact for our overall health. And, you know, one of the keys you have to look at is you have to figure out, okay, what kind of foods do I want to put in my body every single day? And it gets overwhelming because I know I'll talk about spices and everything else. So you really want to kind of find those, you know, like it's almost like the 10 that you just are going to get in every day. I'll put some lists together so you can see that on the website. There are some staples that I use every day that through the research I feel are just vital. That there are foods that you need to eat every single day. And I'll give you just some random ones. Walnuts you should eat every day. They're extremely important. They've got the highest level of omega-3s. They cut cancer risk by almost 60%. Green tea is another one. You should drink 3 cups of green tea a day minimum. And then also, you want to do broccoli. I think out of all the vegetables, broccoli is the powerhouse. And kale, both of those together. Broccoli and kale should be in your diet. Or spinach. I would put those three in the same category. If you can get those in at least once a day consistently, you're doing well. Because you just get tons of nutrients out of those that the body needs. And I would also say salmon. Because you want to be the fish oil, it's a powerhouse. It's probably the best piece of fish, my opinion, out there. Now they're all good. I mean, there's a lot of the fish, mackerel and cod and tilapia. You know, those are fine. But everybody's worried about mercury, but we're so deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. That's something we need to be really concerned about. So there's some basic foods. Water intake needs to be half your body weight every single day. That is a no miss. You can't let that slide. This is some basics. You have to get those in. But when you add in figs and you add in, you got to look at what your targets are. I mean, if you've got diabetes, then you're going to do well by putting cinnamon on your food every day, eating figs every day at least once. See what I mean? There's ways to target that and do your top 10 for different conditions. That's a real, real big piece that can help. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. And we can help you really go to that next level with your health and your life. Let's go to Patty. Hi, Patty.
I want to know about tea affects blood pressure, if you're already on blood pressure medication. And the other question is there a vegetarian vitamin D or just a regular one, because there's such a big price difference?
Here's the thing. When it comes to, I understand the price difference, and I really do understand that. The quality is extremely important. So even if something's a dollar more or $2 more, it's worth it. For example, if you go to get eggs and you're going to get the ones that are cage-free and they're a dollar more, spend the money. But what you're putting inside your body every single day is what's going to determine the type of cells that your body is going to make. And so you're either going to pay to repair your body later, or you're going to spend the money now to get the right kind of food so you can have good energy and a good vitality now, if that makes sense. So that's super, super important. Then the other thing you've got to look at, too, is with what you're talking about, the teas themselves. I like green tea and white tea. I think the organic is better. You don't want to put lemon with your tea because tea does have a high level of aluminum. And in black tea or any of the teas, if you increase or if you put lemon in there, the lemon draws out the aluminum and pulls it into the body. So that's one thing you really want to not do, is mix the two together. If you want to do lemon water. And that's a much better way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network, helping you to get in shape and live your life in shape. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. You really can make good choices. Doesn't matter if you're 30 pounds overweight, taking 5 medications, and you're stuck. You feel like you just, it's genetics and it's what grandma handed to you. It doesn't matter. Really, your body can transition. If you start eating healthier and exercising and making better choices based on what your body needs, understanding what your nutritional deficiencies are, all that matters. And if you have arthritis, let's say your knees hurt, hips bother you, there are so many natural ways to get the body healing, healed and moving better and functioning better now than we ever used to have. So in our different clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, then we find that there's all kinds of ways to keep the body moving the way it needs to and to get it functioning the way it needs to. Really is a powerful way to go. So trans fats, we know, speaking of not eating healthy, trans fats are foods that we know we need to avoid in a big way. So you want to steer clear of the fried foods. Very, very important. And forego the fast foods. Fast food gets a lot of blame these days for problems with the high cholesterol American diet. It really does. But it's the trans fats that we really need to see. So here's some trans fat foods you need to stay away from. Fried foods, number one. Most of the fast foods contain trans fats these days. You can look for the salads, the grilled fish, or grilled chicken, but you really want to stay from anything on the fried side. Next, the dairy creamer. All the dairy creamers, for the most part, are going to have trans fats in them. If they're just sitting in a shelf, hot, not refrigerated, and they're a dairy creamer, they've got trans fats in them. Get rid of the dessert mixes, too. A lot of those dessert mixes carry them. Frozen foods, most contain trans fats in a lot of ways. The extra lean ones and the ones labeled healthy and the leaner versions of that. But the old school frozen dinners that you're probably used to, a lot of those have trans fats. Just check the labels. If it says partially hydrogenated, any kind of oil, it's got trans fats. Now, they're only required to put on the label, like in the where it says fat, they're only required if it has a certain level. So a lot of companies will just keep it at a bare level to make sure that everything, that they can kind of keep it in there, because it does make the shelf life longer. So just be cautious with that. Donuts, that's a big no-no. And margarine, yeah, we all know that, I think. Probably want to steer clear and move into the real butter. Real butter is a lot better. Better. What was that old commercial? That's funny. So don't rely on refrigerated dough either. A lot of the refrigerated dough for like the omega, cookie doughs and all that, yeah, a lot of those have loaded with the trans fats. And I know it's tough, but look for the microwave. If you're going to do microwave popcorn, really look for the ones. There are trans fat free ones, and they're all proud of it. They'll put it all over the label. Because typically, a lot of the popcorn that you see for the microwave, they have the trans fats in them. For like the butter and all the flavoring that they put on the inside, that's where it comes from. Okay? Ways to stay away from the trans fats. Trans fats, big no-no. Saturated fat a little bit. You can get it from coconut oil and even red meat is okay, because your body does need the saturated fats, which we all get kind of nervous about when we hear that name. A little bit of that is good, because it makes the omega-3 fats actually absorb and work better. So that's a real great way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Guys, if you have a spare tire That's a big issue, right? But we know now that if you have a spare tire, it's bad for your blood pressure. When it comes to excess pounds, fat is not created equal, a new study finds. Obesity raises the risk of blood pressure. We kind of know that. But the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, they did some reporting, and they published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. They said that visceral fat stores correlate with the apple shape as opposed to the pear shape. So having centrally located fat, when you look in the mirror, tends to correlate with higher levels of fat inside the abdomen. And that's a big challenge. So one in every four of the study participants that did in this study developed high blood pressure by the end of a follow-up period because they were carrying all the fat in the midsection area. So there's a strong connection between abdominal fat and high blood pressure. It was seen with the fat located around the kidneys. So they were getting, when you start getting the visceral fat, you start getting the fat around the organ systems, like fatty liver, fat around the kidneys. That fat is very, very dangerous to our organs. We call it visceral fat. And also, there's certain types of exercise and training that we can use to help get rid of that. And that's something else, too, that you want to look into. Because your exercise, let's say if you're just out exercising, doing your thing, and one of the basic things you're doing is just walking on a treadmill or just taking a leisure walk through the neighborhood trying to lose weight, you've got to really crank up your intensity. The studies have shown that you've got to do more high-intensity interval training. We call it HIIT style of training, which is where you would get maybe on a treadmill, put it on an incline, walk really fast at about 3.7 RPM for about a minute, and then run as hard as you can, sprint for 30 seconds, then back it down for a minute, then sprint again for 30 seconds. That higher intensity push for your body is what actually burns more of the visceral fat and can get the body down a little bit more. So it takes some effort to get rid of that. But it's important. It's vital for our overall health. Super, super important. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out at InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. You can check us out there with our original programming. We're creating television shows. Our TV show is nationally syndicated, and you can check it out there and always see the latest episode that's airing in about 65 million homes currently in 300 cities. So you can check all that out there at the website. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.